took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Monday. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is close your legs. Close your legs. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 28. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, as well as contact me on my ministry website, which is feelthefire.com. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also call in live to this broadcast by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss it live one day, it is always posted on my ministry website after 8 a.m. Eastern. So please go to feelthefire.com if you miss it live so that you can get your hot breakfast for your soul. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 28, and I am reading from the KJV. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Let me read that again, and I want you to hear it from the NIV. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. New Living Translation, a person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. What is our topic for this morning? Close your legs. This is stuff my mama used to say. Get yourself some self-control. Close your legs. What Rossi, with a Y, that's my mother's name, Rossi, used to say, get yourself some self-control. Now, some of you, like me, had grandmothers and great-grandmothers and mothers who are parents who would just say anything when they needed to get you back on track. They didn't really care who else was around. They didn't care how it sounded. They didn't care if they embarrassed you. When they saw a need for correction to occur, they would just yell out anything. And after you'd heard it enough, you knew what it meant. For instance, my great-grandmother, the first Rossi, she would say, "Child, you're smelling yourself." See, that meant you were getting too big for your britches. You were a little too grown. Then my mother, who is the second Rossi, she would say things to us when we were growing up like, "You going out of the world backward." That meant you're doing something stupid. Get yourself together. Or a wise person can take a hint. A fool, you got to come out and tell. Now that means you were the fool always in that situation because she'd already told you what to do, but you still wouldn't listen. When your head is in the lion's mouth, you ease your way out. That meant humble yourself because you're in trouble. You're in a bad situation and you need to get yourself out. So be humble. You ignorant. Yes, not ignorant. Ignorant. When she said that, that meant that what you had done even went beyond the realm of ignorant to ignorant. Now, I know you guys know what this stuff means. Some of you, your parents have their own sayings, and you have your own sayings. So now here I am, the third Rossi, and I have a grown son. And here I am having to correct him and tell him things such as, I can help you better on the front end than I ever can on the back end, which means no matter what the situation is, no matter how upset, disappointed, or angry I will become, tell me now what's going on so that I can institute the right actions to remedy your situation, because the graves and the jails and the homeless shelters are full of people who waited until it got to the back end. You may be 6 feet tall, son, but you'll never be able to whoop mama. That means don't try me. I know I'm not. I'm only 5'5", but don't you try me, or 5'6", but don't try me because you're taller than me. All of these things. But there's one that no matter who you're with, no matter who you grew up in, I'm with, no matter what race or ethnicity you are, there was always this one when you were growing up that they would say to us when the parents walked by or grandparents walked by and you were sitting on the couch watching television or sitting in the chair or sitting up in a group talking to people and you were sitting recklessly, haphazardly, your legs open, and you just weren't carrying yourself the way you should sitting there, and they would yell out, close your legs. Close your legs. Don't nobody want to see you. That meant set yourself up right. Straighten yourself up. Fix your appearance. Get yourself together. You're sitting there like a lazy person, a procrastinator, someone with no self-discipline, a person without self-control. Close your legs. Now, I know some of you thought this was going to be about promiscuity, but this is way beyond that, because even promiscuity is a symptom of a lack of self-discipline. So that takes us back to our word that we read in Proverbs this morning. Because so many times the excuses that we utilize or that we assert for not having the discipline to do what we are supposed to be doing, for not showing up on time, not completing work on time, not losing the weight that we said we were going to lose, not being at the point in life that we plan to be today 5 years ago when we made this plan, for our marriages not working out the way they should, for us just being, quote, real, unquote, to the point where we are really harsh and brutal, is just, I can't help it. I was born like this. This is just the way I am, so deal with it. But the word says you are a liar and the truth is not in you, because you have the ability to control yourself. You have the ability to get some self-discipline, get your life back, refocus, sit your butt up straight, fix your clothing, fix your hair, fix your appearance, and be about the Father's business. A person, a man, a woman, a child who has no control. It's like a broken down city, unfortified, without walls, open to every attack of the enemy, open to every catastrophe, every calamity, every breach of its walls, open to be utilized, used, disparaged, discouraged, trampled on, thrown aside, because it is an unfortified city. An unprotected body, an open mind that is open to everything, whether it be in accordance with the will of God for life, for your life, for your family, for your ministry. That is an unfortified, breached, open city. And that's not what God ordained for you. That's not what God ordained for me. We are not to be those people who have no discipline. Now, I have multiple retired military members in my immediate family. My oldest sister is retired military. My first cousins, who are older than all of us, and they're like brothers, retired military. I have a cousin-in-law who's a retired naval officer. I served in the military, but I didn't retire. And I will tell you that the discipline from them being in the military for over 20-something years, each one of them, it is still so evident within them today that they don't know how to live undisciplined lives. They're going to be up early in the morning. If they tell you they're going to be somewhere, they will be there exactly on time, if not early. But late is not in their vocabulary. They think in terms of black and white. You said it, so you do it. I gave my word, it's my bond. They are so disciplined. They're not sitting around on the sofa with their legs open, sitting there flapping in the wind, as my great-grandmother used to say, or as my mother says. No. They are fortified. That's the way you and I have to be. You have goals, don't you? You have dreams, don't you? Today surely is not going to be the best day of your life forever. And God just keeps impressing this upon me. All last week, he had me focusing on topics like this. Because God wants us to have the best life, to live our best lives. He wants us to be fruitful and multiply in every genre of our lives. It's not enough for you to have a great marriage, but then you have issues on your job, or for you to be great on your job, but you got a broken down marriage, or you're getting married 5 and 6 times. It's not all right for you to have a great marriage and have a great job, but you have issues with your kids, or you're estranged from your family. It's not all right for you to have a great marriage, have a great job, have great relationships with your family, have all the money you want in the bank, but there are souls that are left out there unsaved. Do you understand what I mean? There is always room for improvement, but it requires discipline to get ourselves together. Now let's get ready to go into prayer, because the broadcast is only 15 minutes, and I want to stay on track wherever you are. Even now, I want you to begin to praise the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord for rejuvenation, a renewed spirit. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for watching over us all throughout this weekend. You've brought us down to start off another week. And Father, what can we do but magnify you? Because this morning, you are giving us our second wind. This morning, Father, you are coming in and you are buoying us, encouraging us, uplifting us, that you have better for us, area of our lives that we have not even seen our best days yet. But that you want us now to begin to refocus, to get redisciplined, to do those things that we said we were going to do, to plan out our days, understanding, Father, that time will go by, whether we do things or not, that we must redeem the time, because time is the only thing that we cannot buy. When we look up, 20 years will have gone by, and we'll wonder where the time went. Plastic surgery won't buy it back. Exercising won't buy it back. When we're 35 years old, we're 35. When we're 55, we're 55. When we're 75, 75 years have gone by. No matter whether we call ourselves 29, we can't buy it back. So help us to use the time wisely. Help us to get refocused, to sit ourselves up, straighten out our backs, fix up our appearance, close our legs. Stop being unfortified, unprotected. Stop just being willy-nilly, flowing in the wind, but to live a purpose-focused life in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast for the things they have laid before you. Father, that it is done, done, done in the name of Jesus. It is done, done, done in the name of Jesus. Come on and repeat that with me. It is done, done, done. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say it's done, done, done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you our announcement. but stay in the spirit. And then our task for today, it is done, done, done. I want you to remember, first of all, to share the broadcast. It will be posted on my ministry website, which is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, my church celebrated its 62nd church anniversary on yesterday. Oh, we had a great time. So please keep us in prayer that we continue to grow and do the work of the Lord. And the final announcement is to remember that tomorrow is Triple Threat Tuesday, where you get motivated, educated, and get heard. So do not miss the broadcast so you will know what's going on, because we will be hearing from you on tomorrow. All right, our topic for this morning is close your legs. What my mama Rossi said, get yourself some self-control. Your task for today is to redeem the time. Do not let this 24 hours go by and you have not done something productive beyond what you're already scheduled to do. It has to be something else beyond work. You have not done something productive to move your life forward to your destiny. All right, I love you. Set your alarms to join me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Close your legs. You're going out the world back. You ain't got. Come on, I'm preaching to you better than yet. Get your life set. Get yourself. Hallelujah. I hear.